Good evening. I'd like to call the Monday, July 20th, 2026 regular Borough Assembly meeting to order. With that, would the clerk please call the roll?
Mayor Lynn?
Here.
Vice Mayor Stanton Gregor?
Excused.
Member Martin?
Here.
Member Mucci?
Here.
Member Newman?
Here.
Member Schwartz?
Excused.
Member Valentine?
Excused.
Thank you.
Tonight, we have four assembly members. We have three people in the chamber, and we have one person on Zoom. And with that, I'm going to move on to the voluntary Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
On the agenda tonight, we have one set of minutes of the regular assembly meeting of July 6, 2026. Do I have a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved. Second.
Moved by Member Mucci, seconded by Scott, Member Newman. Yeah, I'll get there yet. Can I move my tongue together here? Any changes? Okay, hearing none, would the clerk please call the roll?
Member Newman?
Yes.
Member Martin?
Yes.
Member Mucci?
Yes.
Mayor Lynn?
Yes. And those minutes are approved unanimously. I have now, moving on to the approval of tonight's agenda, do I have a motion to approve tonight's agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Member Mucci again, and seconded by Member Newman. Are there any proposed amendments? Okay. Hearing none, would the clerk please call on the roll on the approval of the immediate agenda?
Mayor Lynn?
Yes.
Member Mucci?
Yes.
Member Newman?
Yes.
Member Martin?
Yes.
Okay. That also passes 4-0. There are no public hearings tonight. There are no bid awards. And I'm going to move on to person to be heard related to the agenda. But before I open that up, I want to make a few comments here. I'll ask that any of the presenters be respectful and direct your comments to the assembly as a whole. Each speaker is allowed one opportunity to speak during this portion of the meeting, and each speaker is limited to 5 minutes. You'll receive a reminder when you have 30 seconds remaining, and we will move on to the next speaker. Thank you for being here and for taking part. If you wish to speak now, anybody that wishes to speak on items related to tonight's agenda, please come forward, state your name and who you represent.
Hi, my name is Becky Knight. I was trying to wait there a little bit. I'm gonna kind of wing it here tonight, but I'm disappointed to see only four attendees tonight. A third reading should have everyone present. And I understand why people are away. I struggled with trying to reconcile backing an ordinance. I'm talking about the Towers Ordinance, by the way, WCF Ordinance. Having an ordinance that is flawed, deeply flawed, I believe, or asking that it be sent back to P&Z or wherever for a rewrite. And finally, I settled on asking for a moratorium. So that's where I'm at right now. I think we need time to figure this out and do it the right way from the get-go. And the way the ordinance is right now, it's piecemealed. Like one assembly member said, it doesn't flow well. It's not a good ordinance. And then that aside, everything about it seems like it was of, by, and for the tech industry. They've been calling you guys, emailing you guys. We're not privy to it. The public should be privy to those communications, but we're not. And it seems like, every single version of this appears to be The amendments appear to be the result of input at the behest of industry, not of the public. And that's really hard to wrap your head around when people have been at these assembly meetings since October, you know, some packed with people. Right now, everybody's out trying to make a living. I understand that. And there's just, it's just kind of blank faces, blank stares, and you just say thank you and move on. Anyway, I think that your oath of office to represent the people, didn't say anything about industry, needs to be strongly adhered to. And, you know, I've said this before, but there was no hue and cry for all this big tech infrastructure about a year ago. And now all of a sudden it's this huge race, and I call it manufactured crisis. Everybody was perfectly happy, getting along just fine. And now all of a sudden we have Tidal, GCI, and even AT&T weighing in on this. We're a town of 3,200 people, for criminy's sake. Anyway, and then on another note, I'm happy to see an upgrade to the conflict of interest amendment, but I think it falls short in a couple of ways. One, I think Sitka does this as well. They read the conflict of interest provision as part of the agenda at the beginning of every agenda. So does anybody have any declarations? I mean, that's putting it in a shorthand. But I think that would be a great idea, just to remind people that, you know, the public's watching, and if it needs to be done, it needs to be done. And I think there's more to say on that. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for your testimony. Is there anybody else that would like to talk to items related to tonight's agenda?
I'm Micah Klein, and I want to talk about the wireless ordinance. Everybody wants young people to step up and get involved. Our population hasn't grown. People are having less children. I'm a young person. I'm trying to get involved. I'm trying to make an impact. I've been working at this since the fall. I've personally worked on this ordinance, and then it's been completely gutted, along with hundreds of people in the community that have supported this work that I've done with others. And it's really, I'm gonna be frank, it's discouraging to see that, you know, I'm a mom of two young kids, and here I am spending countless hours to do something for the betterment of my community so that I can keep raising my kids here. I have two kids. I'm trying to bring my three stepkids, so I'll have five kids. And if this ordinance goes in place, there's nothing there to make sure that a tower doesn't go up next to the home that we're planning on building, you know, and totally destroying the aesthetic of the area that we live and going up next to my kids' daycare. So, you know, when you have young people like me that I'm really busy, I have two jobs and two kids, and I'm still trying to be part of this public process and help my community and be a positive part of staying ahead of the curve instead of being reactionary, being proactive. And then the ordinance that we all worked on is completely different, and it does really nothing to protect ordinary citizens like me or encourage me to raise my big family here. It's all for AT&T and Tidal and these big companies who are behind the scenes pushing. And so I really hope when you make your decisions, you're thinking about families like mine, who we want to grow and we want to stay here, but this needs to be, we need to preserve Petersburg's integrity. So thank you.
Okay. Thank you for your testimony. Is there anybody else that would like to talk to items related to tonight's agenda? Please come forward, state your name and who you represent.
I do have someone on Zoom.
Okay.
Judy, do you want to go before? Okay. All right. This is Lindsay. I'm going to unmute you.
Thank you so much. Can you hear me?
We can hear you, Lindsay. Yeah, go ahead.
Perfect. Good evening, Mayor, members of the Assembly, and community members of Petersburg. Thank you so much for the opportunity to discuss GCI's plans to upgrade wireless in your community, as well as the important work that, you know, you, the Mayor, the Assembly, and the Planning Commission are doing to ensure that Petersburg is able to have meaningful input regarding infrastructure projects in your community. Our goal today is to provide a brief overview of our plans, including some background, what this means for wireless coverage in Petersburg upon completion, and offer you subject matter experts from GCI who may be able to answer some of your questions. We understand that the topic of towers has been really sensitive for Petersburg. We've been a part of many of these meetings, including our own community meetings, which some of you have participated in, and you know, we applaud you for your work in trying to capture the sentiment of your community. As you may know, GCI is Alaska born and raised, and to this day, we are exclusively based in Alaska. Alaska is an especially tough place to deploy our services, in large part due to the beautiful terrain, and Petersburg has definitely been no exception as far as that goes. Recognizing the uniqueness of Alaska, the FCC created a program called the Alaska Plan, specifically for Alaska and telecom providers like us. The way it works is carriers, including those of us at GCI, commit to serving a certain number of Alaskans in very highly rural communities with both wireless and internet services in exchange for support. Petersburg has been identified as a community with significant coverage gaps, therefore requiring wireless upgrades to ensure, you know, essential community functions are possible, like emergency calls being reliably completed, commerce like fishing and tourism, Coast Guard operations being optimized, the airport, you know, having more coverage. It's not currently fully covered, and many other critical public safety applications that, you know, robust wireless networks do provide. Our participation in the program obligates us to complete these commitments by the end of this year, 2026. So to meet this obligation to the FCC, GCI is planning to replace equipment that was previously located on top of an office building downtown with a tower on a commercially zoned site on Nordic Drive. We've been planning and searching for a site to this end since the spring of 2025 that enables coverage in the specific areas that we're required to expand to and that complies with, you know, your zoning and permitting. And it has been surprisingly difficult, I think, in some part because, you know, apparently living in a fjord creates some extra engineering challenges. And so the property that we're currently planning to construct, the tower, we actually call it a monopine because it's camouflaged very well to blend into the surrounding areas and trees. It's undergone the vast majority of its permitting and review process, and we expect that process to be concluded in the next few weeks. You know, tonight, as you consider your wireless infrastructure ordinance, we, you know, just want to ensure that all of the questions you may have are answered and request consideration of our proposed amendment, you know, to ensure that you have the right subject matter experts responsive to your questions. I've included my engineering colleagues, Jorge and Hassan, who can discuss various criteria necessary for ensuring that projects get the coverage where they're supposed to get coverage and not where they're not. Including many of the specifics related to Petersburg. I also have my colleague John, who has been engaged in the site selection process since day one, and also Kelly, a GCI attorney who can speak to the ordinance. We thank you again for your time, and we welcome any questions or feedback.
Okay, thank you, Lindsay. Are there any questions from assembly members? Okay. Hearing none, Lindsay, thank you for your testimony. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else that would like to talk to items related to tonight's agenda?
Yeah, Judy Omer. I'm speaking for myself. Spent the last 2 weeks since the last time we were together thinking about the letters that were in the correspondence packet last meeting. And it had really surprised me that from the three telecom companies that you heard from, AT&T, Tidal Network, and GCI, such strong letters and basically threats included. And it made me really wonder about, you know, Tidal Network has the properties they say they wanted to put the towers they say they're going to build. GCI said, oh, we're just moving one tower from the Wells Fargo building out to right behind Dean Roundtree's house. And AT&T, to my knowledge, hasn't approached Petersburg for property or the idea to put up a tower. And so the question in my mind was, then why all of this opposition and this heavy language and all of that? There was nothing really that we hadn't heard before. Most people quote the FCC 1996 version of that, but they forget the sentences that came before what we can't do. And in that, we just give up basically the sovereignty of our town or the rule of our town. And the telecom companies move in and they do what they please. And that's what I see in this, where one of the speakers before me said, yeah, we've got a real watered down bill at this point, a disjointed one and things. One of the places I saw that was troublesome was the word co-locate, because people tend to think about that. It's somebody puts a tower up and other people can jump on it. And it also means that co-locate is associated with data centers. And so I don't want in this ordinance to be including, you know, authorization for data centers in Petersburg. There's even the term colo, which means that's how they use it in towers and data centers. And so I caution you to be very, very careful with that kind of language. I was told by one member that, well, this is just about towers. You know, the data center will be a different ordinance. But there again, we go splitting everything up. So I just urge caution. The other ordinance that I wanted to speak to a little bit was the one on the sales tax exemption for seniors and the differences in that program that was taken away last election, what's in place now, and a place a lot of people wanted to go to. There were like 340 signatures in about, well, less than a week's time that said they wanted this on the ballot. So I hope whatever decision is made tonight, whether it go, I don't know how the process works, if it goes from that's a first reading, it goes to second and third and whatever, but I hope you follow what you have done before with putting things on the ballot. Put them on the ballot even if you disagreed with it and let the people have a voice in it. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for your testimony.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else that would like to talk to items related to tonight's agenda?
My name is Susan Martinez and I'm speaking for myself. And I was the primary culprit, I guess, for getting the petition for the seniors tax exempt cards. And it was my understanding that that had to go to the ballot of the people to decide whether this was going to be a yes or a no vote. I want to make sure, because after reading what you guys wrote in here, I'm not sure if you're planning on changing the verbiage or how people vote, whether they just vote yes or no. I tried to keep it simple, whether it's so it's not confusing to people that go out and vote. They're either going to vote yes, they want the seniors to have the exempt, or no, they don't. And I would like to see it presented just as it was written, between the back and forth between the attorney and myself for 5 weeks before I could even get petition pages to go get it signed. And I think remarkably, I got a good voice of the people in this community, because like I said, we got probably between 340 and 350 signatures within probably a 3 week period of time, because that's all the time I had. So I just want to see it presented to the people how it was written and agreed to up front before I even started getting signatures, not changed and rewritten to be something that it wasn't. So that's all I have to say. And I do want to thank everybody that came forward and signed the petition and all the input that I got from most of the seniors. I even had younger people sign the petition. And I had very favorable response from from the youngest one just got his voter ID card, all the way up to somebody that was almost 90 years old. And they were all very positive about wanting this pushed through. So that's all I really have to say.
Thank you for your testimony. And we'll talk about that a little bit later in the session. Anybody else like to talk about items related to tonight's agenda?
Good evening, my name is Dave Beebe, speaking on behalf of myself. I appreciate the irony of this first reading of an ordinance to establish nepotism standards for elected officials, coinciding with the third and final reading of an ordinance to regulate wireless communication facilities. If the purpose is to more clearly encompass what constitutes an assembly member's, quote, substantial financial interest beyond a household, why not include an assembly member's place of business and associates? The reason I bring this up is because the generally accepted definition of nepotism is, I quote, the practice among those with power or influence of favoring relatives, friends, or associates, end quote. How and why did associates get excluded from the legal definition of nepotism? Associates, by the way, is defined as, quote, joined or connected with an organization or business, end quote. If the purpose of the ordinance is to establish clear standards regarding the appearance of impropriety in official actions, why risk selectively redefining nepotism to the exclusion of personal associates with financial connections in an organization or business? Additionally, if the purpose of the ordinance is to establish clear standards, why not also define clear standards as to what constitutes the threshold dollar amount? The Wrangell Borough's Code of Ordinance does exactly that quite succinctly, allowing an unadulterated definition of nepotism inclusive of associates. And I read, substantial financial interest means an interest currently held by that person or an immediate family member, including involvement or ownership in a business or property ownership that is a source of income or financial benefit, or professional or private relationship or contract that is a source of income or financial benefit, or an affiliation with an organization which the person holds a position of management or is an official, director, trustee, employee, or the like. A financial interest that would result in a gain or loss exceeding $1,000 in a single transaction or more than $5,000 in the aggregate in 12 consecutive months. Lastly, I return to the irony. The irony of this first reading of after-the-fact lawmaking on nepotism occurring on the same agenda as the last reading of an after-the-fact legalization of siting at least four new cell towers. This constitutes the embittering of taxpaying homeowners who never expected their health and wealth so easily sacrificed, and especially sacrificed by our own local government to the bottom lines of multi-billionaire oligarchs and their proxies. The irony that the borough is selectively redefining nepotism while leaving unquantified what constitutes substantial financial interest and ignoring with a shrug what constitutes public health and safety. Public health and safety being, first and foremost, to upholding the social contract. This is not lost on hundreds of borough taxpayers having registered their concerns while witnessing the pointlessness of showing up in the public process. We know these after-the-fact ordinances are functionally useless. We, the damned, know the damage. The damage done by making a mockery of the public process in opposition versus a handful of public supporters. Countless hours of research were invested in scores of public testimonies in opposition to the borough's bum's rush to legalize immorality. This has created a stain that won't wash out. History will show this stain on the public process is how the mock got put in our democracy. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Anybody else would like to talk to items related to tonight's agenda?
Can I speak for my son at this point, and then I'll speak for myself?
Yes.
So my son is on Starlink, amazingly, out somewhere in the Gulf of Alaska. And it's working just fine. And now I lost his...
Before you go on, could I get you to state your name for the record?
I'm sorry, who you represent? Kirsten Dupree.
Thank you,
Kirsten. So he would like to see the 1,500-foot setback, as he has testified to in the past. He said, are there, and there should be no, shouldn't be worried about federal law right now. That can come later. There are people in here, I'm sure, that have kids and grandkids that go to this daycare that is going to be so close to the one tower if it goes in. And he just, he couldn't call in, so he just wanted me to say that. So for myself, speaking for myself, Kirsten Dupree, many, many years ago, there was a woman, a dear friend of mine, and she was really upset that people on the council were bickering between each other at these meetings and couldn't get anything done because they just couldn't agree on anything. And I said, that means that all of our voices are being heard, every one of them. If they can't agree on something, every voice is being heard. I don't feel that that's what's going on right now, or has been since the very beginning. It's very disappointing to see what has happened with all the work that some of these people have done. Not that you guys haven't done work yourself, but for the people that have shown up, that have been here, and you might not see them because you're not on Facebook, although I think that's a, there's a Safe Tech, Alaska Safe Tech page that people could be looking at and seeing what people really think. So I think that, that's all I have to say is I don't think that it's going well for us because there is no disagreement amongst any of you. It's all for one. So our voices are not being heard.
Thank you for your testimony. Is there anybody else who would like to talk to items related to tonight's agenda? Please come forward, state your name and who you represent. Okay. Is there anybody else on Zoom, clerk?
No, there's no one.
Okay, thank you. With that, I'm going to move on to the next item, which is person to be heard on related to the tonight's agenda. Is there anybody like to talk to items on related to tonight's agenda? Again, please come forward, state your name and who you represent, and you have 5 minutes. Anybody on Zoom?
No, there's no one.
Okay, thank you. There are no boards, commission, and committee reports. There's nothing on the consent agenda tonight, and there's nothing on the report of other officers. The mayor's report is included in the packet. I'm not going to read it tonight, but essentially what it is it describes what all our boards and commissions do. And I think it's a pretty good synopsis of what, if you were to sign up, and I would encourage people to sign up for some of the advisory boards or whatever they would like to do. And that gives pretty good synopsis of what each of the boards do and the commissions do. And with that, there are no manager's report.